You are listening to Three Kitchens Podcast, hosted by Aaron Walker and Heather Dyer.
We're on a mission to inspire other home cooks just like us to be brave and try something new. Let's learn to cook better and eat great food. Hello and welcome. We're back with another episode. Three Kitchens Podcast. We're on a roll, Erin. We have been churning out the recipes. It's been fun.
I'm really pumped about all this stuff. I have to say, I felt a little bit of a lull in the early part of the year and thinking, what am I going to make? And now I feel like we can't keep up with each other. We're like, no, I'm next. No, I'm next.
I know. I felt the same way. Like, oh, I don't have any ideas. Because I think I told you, I keep a Pinterest board of podcast ideas, it's called. And I cleared it out because I had stuff like from the beginning, like all the way back. And I'm like, well, I've already made these things, most of them. So
yeah,
I just deleted the whole board and I started over for 2024. And I'm like, it's pretty empty, despite doing some searching and some looking and browsing. I wasn't getting ideas. And now somehow things have started flowing.
All the good juices are flowing. Is that a good
segue? Speaking of juices, Erin. Okay, so not on Pinterest. I happen to be, you know, we have a gazillion food creators who pop up in our social media feeds because that's all mostly what we follow.
Yeah. I can always tell when we're in that account because I'm like, food, 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 food. Oh, I must be in Three Kitchens.
And a few podcasts, random podcasts that we like to follow because we like to support our fellow podcasters. And some of those are very random topics.
Yes.
But I happened to see a guy, I didn't even make note of the account, but he was like, I'm going to show you how to make oleo sacrum. And I'm pretty sure he pronounced it that way, even though we just had a moment of trying to Google the pronunciation and getting kind of weird results. So I apologize if I'm saying that wrong, but is oleo sacrum, I think. He said it's the super easy way of creating a syrup from lemon peels or citrus peels, any kind of, could be lemons, limes, oranges, grapefruits. And if you make it ahead, you get this oleo sacrum, which is this delicious syrup concentrated that you can then use to make cocktails. And I thought, oh, that looks kind of fun. You know how much we love preserving lemons. We discovered salted lemons.
Salted lemons. How come we haven't sugared the lemons yet?
Exactly. Now, this is a bit different because a salted lemon is the whole lemon.
That's right.
If anyone's listening and doesn't know what we're talking about, I think it's like the third or fourth episode of the entire podcast way back when.
Press all episodes and just keep scrolling.
Back to the beginning. Or go on our website to the episode page and just search lemons and there it'll be.
That's a better way to do it. Yes.
We discovered that we love a salt preserved lemon. So delicious. You can put it in so many different things. You're using the entire fruit. So when I saw this using sugar, I was like, I wonder if we'll love it as much. So this is what I want to try.
Okay.
And I've already made it. But we're going to take, I'm going to get it over to you and we're going to both do something with it. And then we'll come back and talk about what we made with it.
Yes, because when you initially brought this up, I thought, ooh, what a fun idea. And then I stumbled across something at the store and I was like, make them lemons up.
And I was like, okay, I'm on it. I'm on it. Okay, so it is so simple. All you're going to do is make sure you scrub your lemons because you're using the peels. So wash it with some soap, give them a good scrub, dry them off. Then use a vegetable peeler and you just want the yellow part. You want to get it off. Okay. Without the white pith underneath.
Because okay.
It's more bitter. So do your best to just get the very outside of it. And then you're going to put it in a glass dish with sugar, put a lid on it, and set it aside for like 24 hours. Doesn't get much easier than that. And the recipe that I was following, not really, I mean, it's not much of a recipe, but the instructions said, oh, if you happen to pass it by, give it a little shake.
There you like, go.
Okay, sure. So I did that a couple of little shake. When you first put it in the dish with the sugar, give it a bit of a muddle with the end of a wooden spoon or something.
Okay.
It doesn't do a whole lot, I have to say. Those peels are not like breaking down. It's not the same way as like a, I was thinking about the shrub that we've made, the drinking vinegar where you
Yes.
put the fruit with the sugar and you kind of macerate it a bit. It's
Yeah, yeah.
not really going to do that. These peels are, they're not going to break down just
Right.
by muddling.
Can I ask about the ratio of peel to sugar?
Yes. So I had a cup of peels
Oh, okay.
and 3/4 cup of granulated sugar.
Okay.
That's all. And I only used lemons because I thought I'm just going to start with the sort of just lemons and see what we get. Although I do like the idea of like mixing the citrus fruits together. I think that would be
Yes.
really delicious. I mean, kumquats, clementines, pink grapefruits. I mean, you could really do like a whole.
Oh, what a good flavor. Okay.
And what I was thinking is that if you're using the inside of one of these fruits for something else, normally you would just kind of cut it open, take the inside out, make your thing. What are you doing with the peels? Well, why not peel it first, then use the rest of the fruit, or just eat it? Like if it's a grapefruit, just
Yeah.
cut that up and eat it for breakfast. And then.
Well, for the price of oranges that I'm paying right now, I'm gonna peel every one of my bloody oranges and save all those peels and make it go further, 'cause good God, they're expensive.
Yeah, like there are, I mean, and we're always looking for ways to use the whole thing. That's why we love the salted ones so much, because you
Yes.
literally eat the entire thing.
Yeah, you get bits of the whole lemon. You get the
Yeah.
juice, you get the peel, the salt plays into it. Oh,
Oh, so
okay.
delicious. Okay, so after it's sat there for like 24 hours, when you open it up, it doesn't look like much has really happened. It's like
Okay.
the sugar is more moist. There's definitely some oil that has come out of the peels, but it's not like a major transformation. So I was like, did this work? Did that dude on Instagram lie to me? Was it a trick? So you put it into a mesh, like a sieve, a strainer, over a bowl, and just let it sit. It's going to take quite a while to drip through because it's thick. I probably should have said this at the beginning, but I read it on something else, what it actually translates to. And I think it's oil sugar, which is essentially, that's exactly what you're getting. It's oil sugar. It's like very thick, as you expect a syrup to be. So imagine you're
Okay.
kind of straining the syrup, but it's the sugar is still granular. Like there's, it hasn't totally dissolved. So it has to drip through the sugar.
So are you getting, is it oily then? Like the syrup that you get out, is it an oil?
No, I would still call it.
Okay.
It looks like a syrup. I haven't. Okay,
Okay.
so I told you I've made this. I haven't tasted it or like tried it or anything because
Oh,
I thought,
okay.
no, I'm going to give it to Aaron. We're going to do this together. So
Oh,
it'll
man.
be, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. So it took a long time to drip through. And I think at the end of that, I got about 2 ounces. Like it's not a lot.
Ah,
I would
okay.
say if you have a use for those lemons, or limes, grapefruits, oranges, what, like if you have another use for the whole thing, try to make more of it because it will also keep in your fridge. We're each basically going to make a drink. So
Excellent.
plan your drink accordingly.
All right, challenge accepted.
So, and then I read in this post that I'm looking at, it's on food52.com. They give you a few ideas of what you can do with it. Just dissolve it into seltzer or like a bubbly water, essentially kind of like lemonade.
Yeah.
Or it says drizzle it over roasted carrots and top with sea salt and chili flakes. I think that would be delicious. That sweet citrus. You know, like when you put maple syrup on roasted veggies, it gives it that
Yeah, I love
yum
doing that.
sweetness. Yeah, I think that would be good. Those are a couple of ideas. I read somewhere along the way as I was looking into this that you could drizzle it over ice cream. That's probably also
Oh,
pretty delicious. But we're going to try to make a cocktail because when I first saw it, that's what I was, and most posts when you see about it, that's what it's typically used for. And what the guy said originally was you do it like 1 to 1, whatever your spirit to oleosacrum.
Okay.
We'll both have to do a little bit of looking around, see what we think is going to work. I know you bought a non-alcoholic spirit.
I did.
We've been wanting to try most out of curiosity, and so I'm really interested to see how that turns out.
Yeah, I've got I was at the store at Lena's Italian Market And they've had a non-alcoholic gin on their shelf for quite some time. And when I walked in the door, it was on sale and I almost cheered. So I finally picked it up and I've got a mocktail that I'm going to make with this. And it's gonna be a little bit, it doesn't have oleosaccharin in it. So I'm gonna have to be fudging it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't actually know. I will
This
use
has lemon juice and simple syrup, so I think between
Oh.
those two, this is like a simple syrup lemon juice. So
I think you're right. I
I'm
think
just gonna
that's
combine
yeah.
those two together, just like we do with salted lemons. When something says salt and then the rind of a lemon, we're always like, or salted lemons.
Yeah,
So I think
exactly.
I can pass this off for the same.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure what I'm gonna do here, what spirit I will pull out of the cabinet, but I am very curious, even just to try the syrup. I just because there's so little of it, I'm like, no, I'm not touching it. I'm just putting it. I put it in a little jar in the fridge, and I'm like, okay, gonna give some to Aaron. We're gonna divvy this up, and we're gonna give it a try.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, listeners, are you looking for more cocktail ideas? Did you know that we did a bonus mini series featuring 34 different cocktail recipes that you can make at home? You'll find the episodes and recipes on our website under the Speakeasy tab. Just go to www.threekitchenspodcast.com. And of course, we'll link to it in the show notes below. Now, let's get back to this episode. Well, this should be fun to do this because we did not sample each other's drinks
Yeah.
and we get to have a little yip yap about what we made.
We each made a drink with our oleosaccharum, our lemon syrup. Did you taste the, let's just call it oleo, make it easier. Did you taste the oleo
Oh,
before you
yeah.
mixed it in a drink?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that with every single citrus item I have now. I'm just gonna save the peel. Gonna
Oh.
pre-peel all of my kids' fruits, save them peels, and just, yeah, wow.
It's just tasty. Yeah, I was a little disappointed that I actually only got 2 ounces out of it because
I'm also
there.
disappointed I only got 2 ounces out of
Yeah,
it.
basically, we had
Yeah.
enough for one drink.
It's exactly what I had, yeah.
It's very tasty.
I'm still very interested in the fact that you said that the sugar didn't, like, it didn't look like much changed after sitting overnight, but then when you strained it, this liquid came out. I find that fascinating.
Yeah, I
So I
know.
would like to try the process myself.
There's not much to it. I was a little disappointed that I couldn't really figure out what to do with the peels after. Like, there wasn't a better use for them. They're like
Yeah.
hard and there's sugar on them, but you can't really like eat them. They don't break down enough to like soften or like they're not really edible.
Can you boil them at that point?
I mean, I guess maybe you could. What would you get out of
Is that not how you make your
that? I can't remember
peel
now.
things that you made?
No, you know what? Those were like boiled in a syrup, essentially, I think, for much longer to break them down
Okay.
because they're soft enough, right? They're kind of chewy. This is like, they're hard. Yeah. So I used mine to garnish my one drink that I made for my photo, but I couldn't really figure out what to do with them, which felt kind of wasteful, even though you do get this great syrup out of them, which is
Yeah.
better than nothing out of them.
True enough. Could you blend them up and make like a citrusy sugar? Does that sound like a crazy idea?
I don't know.
I'm thinking like breadcrumbs.
Yeah, let me know what happens when you make
Oh,
it.
okay.
Because I know you're going to. I want to make it again too with different fruits. I have some
Yeah.
grapefruit in the fridge right
I
now.
have some nice big oranges
Oh.
that I specifically bought for their peels.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, you're a nice big guy. Come with me.
So tell me about the drink you made.
Okay, so I made something called white linen.
Oh, I've heard of a white linen, but I don't know what's in it.
Okay, the original recipe consisted of gin, elderflower liqueur, lemon juice, cucumber slices, simple syrup, and then topped up with soda.
Where do you get elderflower liqueur?
I modified the poop out of this
Well, to make it non-alcoholic, for one
to
thing.
make it non-alcoholic. And because I added in the oleosaccharum, I did not use lemon juice and simple syrup. Instead, I just used the ounce of oleosacrum. So let me tell you what I did do. I used a non-alcoholic gin. I used rose water instead of elderflower liqueur because somewhere I Googled that you could do that.
Oh, nice.
So my cocktail was the non-alcoholic gin, the rose water, the oleosacrum, three slices of cucumber, and then topped up with soda. And
That sounds
you
good.
know what? Like, it was like this nice sipping bubbly soda. Like, I don't think you'd want to like guzzle this down. You want to drink it like you would drink a cocktail. And it was so refreshing. And it did just make me think, like, I want to go outside and hang laundry and then take it off the line and then sip my drink. That cucumber flavor in there, just,
Nice.
oh, I don't know what it does it for me. So,
I like cucumber in a cocktail too. Remember, I made one for Speakeasy that was a cucumber. One of we really liked that.
And I believe, was it a gin cocktail as well?
Could be.
It could have been.
I don't recall now, but I'm going to look it up again so I can make it now that we've remembered it.
Right? And now that I have this gin, and I gave you some of my
Yeah, I
fakey
wanted to try the fake gin.
gin. Yeah, I had to see what you thought. And so I packed you a can of tonic water and some gin, and
Thank you for
I wanted to see what, as our listeners will know,
that. Enjoy a good gin.
she's got a soft spot for gin.
Sure do. And it also came up recently because you made those juniper sugar buns, and I said juniper berries taste like gin because that's what gin is made from. So I was curious to know if you made that connection when you, because you were like, is it really? And you couldn't really remember the.
Yeah, definitely. What
Oh.
did you think about this
I thought it was okay.
gin substitute?
I think as a substitute, if you're not a gin drinker, like for like you're not choosing to drink alcohol, it's a good alternative. With
Okay.
the tonic, very similar. It
Cool.
was so funny because at first I took the little jar you gave me, had some in it, and I go to sip it, and I sipped it like the teeniest, tiniest sip, as though I was gonna get that hit. Like, you know, when you sip straight alcohol.
Yes, you're like you're waiting
And
for
then I
it to
remembered,
burn.
I was like, yeah, I was like, that was weird. And then I'm like, no, dummy, come on, like. There's no alcohol in
You're not the only one who did that. You're not alone there. You're not alone. I was like, but that's weird. It
Burn.
didn't
No.
even burn.
It was a funny little
Real brilliant
mind
over here,
bend.
aren't we?
Yeah. No, I think it's a good substitute. And I would say it's similar. It's not the same. Like if you tasted gin recently, or you're gonna do like a side-by-side comparison, you'd probably be like, what? It's not gonna be the same, but it's
No.
a good substitute.
It's got those flavors that you're looking for. If you're gonna make a cocktail and you want that sort of flavor with it, that substitute will give you that so that it's a little bit more full body experience of a cocktail. Because often it feels like you're drinking fancy juice when you have a mocktail. And that can be kind of, I don't know, I find that disappointing because you're not really getting the flavors that you want out of it. So
That's why they make these now,
I like this
non-alcoholic spirits.
non-alcoholic spirit. I'm going to see how many different gin cocktails I can whip up with this bottle.
And gin is a cocktail spirit. It's not something you sip, like, you know,
No.
tequila or whiskey or bourbon or something that you might like to sip
But
straight
what
up.
about a gin martini?
There's other stuff in there, I think.
Oh, right.
There?
You have vermouth, don't you?
I'm not a martini, although that's what I ended up making was a martini, but I'm not really a martini, James Bond style martini drinker.
Okay.
That's probably just because I haven't had one. Let's be
Let's
real.
add yet to the end of the sentence there. She's
Yet.
not a martini drinker yet,
Yet.
but she might be because you made a martini.
So what I ended up making was a lemon drop martini, if you've ever heard of such a thing. I actually had never drank one, but
No.
when I was looking for lemon cocktails, I thought I knew the name lemon drop, so I'm like, I'm gonna look up what that is. And it seemed to be the perfect thing to modify to use my oleosacrum. So what a traditional, I think, let me scrap the word traditional. The lemon drop martini recipe I found, because who knows, there could be a gazillion different ways to do it,
Yes.
is vodka, lemon juice, simple syrup, Cointreau or triple sec, shaken with ice, poured into a martini glass, and you can, for the rim, you could do sugar or like a sugar and lemon zest rim on your glass. I modified this to replace the simple syrup and the lemon juice, obviously, with my polio. So I had 2 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce of polio saccharum, which is what I had, 3/4 ounce of Cointreau, because this recipe said Cointreau or triple sec, and I had Cointreau. And then I just did plain sugar on the rim of my glass, shook it with ice, poured it in my glass. And when I made my olio, I purposely peeled the lemons to make this specifically. So I had the juice of the lemon still. So I juiced them and I put the lemon juice into I have this little silicone ice cube tray that
Oh.
makes these cute little star-shaped
Yes.
tiny ice cubes. And so I put a couple of those in the bottom of my glass. So as I sipped, it got kind of more lemony, because the lemon juice was
Ooh.
melting. I just thought it worked so well. It was so tasty. It's sweet. It's a sweeter cocktail for sure, because
Yeah.
that olio is quite, yeah, because it's sweet, but it's also
It's also
very lemony.
sour. It's like it's almost like a sour syrup, but sweet, like sweet and sour. Like it's a, yeah, it's a funny.
Hard to
I'm
describe.
sorry, that helped in no way. We'll just cancel that. Okay, I have a question for you because I just noticed this in my recipe now. The amount of lemon juice and the amount of simple syrup that you replaced with your 1 ounce, was it supposed to be an ounce of each or?
No, it was 1.5 ounces of lemon juice and 3/4 ounce of syrup.
Okay, so mine was also the similar ratio of 2 to 1. And I'm wondering now if I should have done a half an ounce, or if I should have just done the simple syrup amount and not made it quite as sweet, because mine was quite sweet as well. And I wonder if I should have maybe done the simple syrup. So the oleosaccharum should have only been the half, and then I should have just upped with
Lemon juice?
lemon juice just because it was pretty sweet. I would like to try that. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't want it quite so sweet.
Yep.
It was an experiment for sure. Like, I didn't really know. I just thought, well, I've got this 1 ounce. That's how much oleo I'm going to use.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't know if I want to add more lemon juice to it. So I just replaced those two things with this one thing.
Yeah,
Huge work.
exactly.
So good. It was like one of the best drinks I've made at home, kind of on a whim. I mean, I knew I needed to do something with this syrup,
Right.
and I decided, okay, tonight I'm making something with it. But it was very last minute, and I was just like,
Tonight's the night. I would like to make this one with you and see what you think of the rose water in it.
oh, yeah. Mix it up with real gin at home and see how I like it. Yeah. I'm really glad that that is a substitute. Because so many times I see elderflower liqueur and I'm like, I don't want to go find that and buy that. Even though I
Yeah.
probably would love it and probably use it up in lots of things, I just am like, oh, it's one more thing that I have to put in the old liquor cupboard that I rarely use, right?
Yeah, it was definitely rosy, very floral. I think it balanced out okay.
Very refreshing, it sounds like.
Like I said, I just wanted to go and skip through laundry on a line outside.
Too bad it's winter right
Oh,
now.
wanted to be Anna Green Gables or whatever. Too Canadian of a reference, probably.
No, everybody knows Anne of Green Gables. I don't know how much of a drinker she was.
Let's hope not too
Books.
much of a one since she was like a preteen girl. So that's probably.
She wasn't preteen her whole life.
I'm sorry, Anna Green Gables, but you are stuck as only one person at one point in your life. No more shall you exist after that. This was fun. I really enjoyed making some fun drinks with this.
Yeah, and I think there's probably other things you could do with it. Just got to experiment. I think there are probably other ways to use it that do not involve drinks.
Absolutely.
Yum.
Fun experiment. Lemons are just like the greatest citrus fruit ever.
They are the best.
Lemons forever. And now for the fine print. Links to recipes and other things we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes or on our website, www.threekitchenspodcast.com. Come say hello on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, YouTube, and TikTok. We'd love to connect. And if you enjoy the show, pass it on. Word of mouth is the number one way people learn about new podcasts. Thank you so much for listening.
You're right. I absolutely am a salted lemon. If not, just for the fact that I love to eat them so much.